Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. CEO Jeff Warshaw. He loves food. He's a foodie and he's quite a chef.
Yeah. Want to hear? Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, he started this radio company and he called it Connoisseur Media because he's a connoisseur. Yeah.
Right. That wasn't an accident.
It's a tribute to his passion.
Yeah.
And so we, I'm lucky enough to go out to lunch with him every now and then. And we went to Himalaya yesterday in Newtown.
Right.
I thought the Himalayas were overseas.
Yeah, no, no. They brought them
close. There's one
now.
In Newtown.
Right.
How about that?
This one's a lot smaller than
the
Himalayas.
I've learned something.
Right. Less deadly. Less deadly to climb.
Hopefully.
Right. And wow, it's a place I never would have went.
You know, I never would
have guessed.
If
not for Jeff.
I never would have seen you in a place like this.
Never.
What kind of food do you get at Himalaya?
It's like Indian food.
Yeah.
And I don't know how that's different than, you know, Himalayan food. Like, right. How is Himalaya different than Indian?
I would imagine spices, the way it's cooked also, possibly.
I was hoping Jeff would call in right now.
To answer those questions?
To answer, because he needs to fill in all of the blanks, and
right.
I don't have a lot here.
Right.
Yeah, what was your favorite thing?
The curry.
The curry?
Oh, right. Mm.
Let me tell you something.
Uh-huh.
We both broke into a sweat.
Oh, yeah? Oh.
And I like that. To me, it's like, all right, we're working together here, food.
That's when you know it's good.
That's when Bill showed up.
You're burning calories. Eat more.
I broke into a sweat.
Yeah, and the rice, it's a certain kind of rice.
Yeah.
Basmati rice.
Oh, that's awesome looking.
Oh, it's so good.
Get it at the store and cook it.
Yeah. I love rice.
I'm sorry.
She just made Homer Simpson sounds.
I love rice. I've never had that kind of rice before. I'm very intrigued by it.
Oh, donut.
But I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued by this first photo you got of you with some kind of dumplings in a straw-type pot.
Yeah, three different type.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, what kind of meat was in there? Was it like a lamb meat? Like what kind of meat did they throw in there? Chicken? I'm just curious.
I think there is, yeah.
Yeah?
A mix.
Because I see there's green kinds. There's also white kind. I'm just kind of curious what they were.
Yes.
And you put the sauce on there. Now, you said the one sauce, the curry sauce, is okay, but the red one was like yipes.
Yeah, the yellow is okay. The red one was...
Melt your eyeballs spicy. Hot. Melt your teeth.
Melt
hot.
Your eyeballs hot.
Damn, man.
It's really hard to be upset with a variety of dumplings in front of you, though.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Seriously.
So good.
Seriously.
And so good. They're loaded, too. They're like little chodes.
You know, the first thing that arrived was the cauliflower.
Yeah, that was great.
Oh, my God. That's how vegetables should be.
Yeah, bread and deep fried.
This is how we do vegetables in America.
Right. Yeah. Now, were those spicy? Did they have like a sauce that they put
on? They had a very tasty sauce. It wasn't spicy.
Because you got like a bread coating, right? Like bread coating on these things?
Yeah, it was so good. Yeah.
Looks delicious.
It looks like gobi Manchurian, which is my favorite.
That sounds familiar, by the way.
That sauce is really good.
Yeah.
My friend had that once. It cleared up after a while.
Yeah, then one dish, I don't know what the hell it was. Then the other one was the curry.
Right. Mm. Yeah, look, I'm looking at the one. You get the one dish over here, the spoon's sticking out. It looks like some kind of a chicken and like a curry sauce. Does that sound familiar?
I like that you get different dipping sauces that go with everything, too. Oh,
yeah.
And then the naan to just zap it all.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, that bread looks insane.
It does.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. What a cool place.
Yeah.
And Jennifer and I almost stumbled upon it. 2 or 3 weeks ago, we went to dinner with Dave from Riverview and his wife Meredith.
Yes, yes.
Right in the same shopping plaza.
Oh.
So we left there and we're like, let's go for a drink. And we drive by this place and we saw the word tea. And we're like, nah.
Right.
What do you mean? I call it immediately. I just saw they have a tea room.
It was a Saturday night.
All right.
We're not looking for tea right now.
Unless it's Long Island iced in front of that.
It looks awesomely decorated inside, too.
Oh, my God. It's nuts. So Himalaya is on the right. It's like two storefronts.
Yeah.
You have to walk out of one to go in the other.
Yeah.
But you go in the Himalaya to have really like a very authentic ethnic meal.
Yeah.
And then you come out. And you go take a couple steps and you walk into this tea place, which is transformative. You walk in, you feel like you just walked into another country.
Oh, wow. Yeah. They have it set up almost like a soft serve yogurt station where you can go and pick your own tea, it looks like.
Oh, and the dude is explaining everything to you.
Serve yourself. That's amazing.
Oh, so good.
I love tea.
And are they both tied in together? Like they own both places?
I have to think so. I didn't ask, but yeah. I have to think so. Because yeah. they're both, like, that would be a real wild coincidence.
Did you have tea?
If it wasn't, it could have been an auto parts store, but they right. just happened to put a tea shop right next to the Himalaya shop.
Did you have any tea?
No.
Oh, no?
No.
Yeah. I'm kind of curious what the tea is.
Well, they don't make it to go.
Right.
Okay.
And Jeff yeah. was buying yeah. a bag to go.
Okay.
And I was like, yeah.
Yeah, it's the loose leaf tea. It's not pre-bagged, so you can go home with fresh packaged tea.
Right. And I could see why they're not selling that stuff to go. The last thing you want is people walking, that becoming a Starbucks.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's so peaceful out. In there.
Yeah.
That's where you really go, like, okay.
Right. Car running out of Cypress comes in, starts to
take a break.
Phone. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
When I visit
a you sip.
The tranquility.
Yeah. It's a sit and hangout space. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's nice.
I visited a buddy of mine who was in Shanghai in China, and that was they have these places there too. So like after lunch, they become very popular. But it's exactly that: you sit down and you're there for an hour, and all you're having is tea. But the whole point is to like digest your meal, chat with your friends, and it's a slow down time.
Yeah, they have these low seats and really cool, you know, leather seats with these low tables.
Nice.
I'm like, oh, I could do this.
When he has a cigar shop, you're all set.
Yeah. Right. That should be the next shop over.
Yeah. That doesn't sound too bad at all.
Damn straight.
Oh, man, I'm jealous. Those dumplings look awesome.
Yeah, that food looks fantastic, man. I would take any of those things right there.
Oh.
It's, you know, this guy, this is a place I drive through this. I drive through Newtown all the time.
Yeah.
I would have never went into this place.
Like, yeah.
He's a great picker of restaurants.
Next time, grab a doggy bag.
I know, right?
Right? Breakfast dumplings would have been good.
Yeah.
I always say,
rice for sauce.
When we go out, they hand us menus and I just put mine down.
Right.
And I just let him order.
Okay.
Because the last place we were at, I would have never ordered shrimp tacos.
Right.
I was like, to me, that's contradiction in terms.
Yeah,
you want a taco of meat.
Yeah,
not
you don't want the waiter to come with your chicken bowl, sir.
And I had, you know, now I'm addicted to that place and their shrimp tacos.
Oh my god!
So I just let him order.
Still jealous of that place, man. I think it's great.
Yeah, it's on the Facebook page. It's called Himalaya. It's in Newtown. I highly recommend it.
Oh boy, it's time for Dumbass News.
99.1 PLR.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Yeah.
Dumbass.
Comedian Emily Ciero in studio.
Hey, happy Friday.
Hello.
Happy Friday.
Dun, 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 dun.
Pilot fired for doing cocaine off of a woman's chest has been rehired.
Wow, I changed him to Jet Blow.
Pilot Mike Beaton is now flying for another airline after being let go from British Airways for his party behavior.
His last name is Beaton?
Beaton.
Jeff Beaton. I've been Beaton.
In 2023, Beaton was found to have done cocaine off a woman's chest hours before flying from Johannesburg to London.
Hey, it's a long flight. Gotta stay awake.
Was that a passenger?
Right?
No.
A stewardess.
Yeah.
Right. I said coffee, for God's sake. Good heavens.
How did someone find out?
Obviously, you got all that coke in your system, like talking to everybody. You told everybody.
Right. You did the in-flight announcement.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard JetBlue and
British Airways.
British Airways, and you'd be talking a lot faster.
I say,
yeah, you sound like you're coked out of your mind. Yeah, no, just say, hi, this is your captain, and then...
Oh. Hello, this is your captain. That was 5 minutes worth of announcement in like a 30-second span. Wow.
Yeah, it made sense to him.
It did.
Yeah, I have a feeling it was like a hooker or something.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Or it's just some trial be picked up.
There must have been like a little video.
Right.
Or he got tested.
Right.
I don't know if they test pilots.
Yeah, but that was how
I imagine they do every once in a while.
It was off of a bare chest.
Yeah.
Mm. Hold on. We got to look.
Right.
They added that detail to make it clickable.
There was some kind of like skin lotion that detected in the blow residue.
What?
Skin lotion. You know, the Nivea you put on after a shower to keep yourself all nice and pliable? Just saying. As to how they may have known. I have no idea. Do I look like a detective to you freaking people? No.
Hold on. I'm trying to find a news story. Now.
Yeah, me too.
Maybe he admitted that. They're like, where'd you do it?
Right. I mean,
like,
if you got to admit something, like, I did do cocaine, but I did it off of a woman's bare bosom.
Yeah.
Yes. In which case, you know, in his mind, they thought they were like, oh, Johnny, good, sir.
It was with a stewardess friend.
Ha ha.
Yeah.
I knew it. They'll serve anything.
This was his exact quote. Brian is looking over my shoulder. He can see I'm not making this up. Quote, I've been a very naughty boy.
Naughty.
I swear that is what they've written here.
She said cocaine, tea or me.
Who's a nutty boy?
I'm a naughty, naughty boy. Good heavens, I should be dealt with. And punished severely.
So yeah, the stewardess reported him.
Wow.
Whoa. Wow.
Oh, that's not fun.
Okay, so he did a line off her and she reported him? That's pretty cool.
He did a line off of her friend.
Occupied flight bound for the UK.
Oh.
She reported him.
Yeah, when he was awake.
Oh.
I'd rather my pilot was awake than, you know, fall asleep dead drunk.
Yeah. Why does he keep walking up and down the aisle? I have snacks.
Right.
the second he walked into the airport, they gave him a drug test.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Peeing a cup right here.
He was immediately fired.
Why wouldn't she say something before he did the line? Like, aren't we going to be on a flight together in like an hour?
Right. You may not want to do this. Oh, no, no,
man, what are we doing here?
Too late.
The incident involved excessive alcohol consumption and inappropriate behavior came to light when Beaton was in Johannesburg during scheduled downtime.
So he drank too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why he needed the Coke to straighten out from the alcohol.
Exactly. Ooh. Right. Right. And a cigarette afterwards. Yes. So jolly good stuff, Dad.
I think I have a news story here.
Oh.
It looks long.
Okay. That's what she said.
Oh, it could be one of those.
Oh, yeah.
All music.
But the music and they tell you the story. It's like, nope.
We're trying to fly a pack jet to the UK.
Hmm.
Married Mike Beaton of Devon, boasted of his drug and drink orgy to a stewardess friend.
Stephen Hawking?
Admitting, I've been a very naughty boy.
I told you!
I've been a naughty boy.
We believed you.
It sounds funnier when the robot says
it. I know.
Yes, it really does.
Naughty boy.
You wouldn't think he's a physicist.
What if he like held up his pinky when he was doing the
car? Right. You wouldn't think he's an astrophysicist.
Boasted of his drug and drink orgy to a stewardess friend, admitting, I've been a very naughty boy. Wow. The appalled pal reported him to bosses who canceled last month's flight from Johannesburg to London, then drug tested and sacked him.
It's not like he's holding.
Okay.
It's not like he's holding back a pothead. Okay, now here we go.
So I guess this crazy night out did not involve the stewardess. He texted her. Mm-hmm. So he was drunk and was texting his friend and shared too much, and she was like, reported.
Oh, wow.
That makes more sense.
Yeah. There we go.
Don't touch your phone.
I'm also listening to how far these robots have come in the short time that this guy was fired.
Right.
Because now they almost sound human.
It's true.
And this one sounds like this.
Right.
I prefer this. I like knowing that it's not a real person.
Exactly.
Me too.
Right.
First Officer Mike Beaton was about to fly from South Africa to London when a worried stewardess raised the alarm. Shocked bosses then canceled the 12-hour flight.
You know, I feel like it's that guy in the wheelchair, the physicist.
Stephen Hawking.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like a younger version.
Costing the airline an estimated £100,000. The dad of one was suspended then flown home the next day as a passenger before being drug tested at...
Oh, that is sad. Yep. Like you're a passenger on the plane.
Right.
flight.
Right. No snacks for you.
Yeah,
naughty
you were
going
to be the captain, but now you're in the jump seat.
Yep, that's the worst.
In the naughty boy seat.
Right. I'm flying for hours.
When that proved positive, he was sacked. Bo's latest booze fueled drama came to light after Beaton flew to Johannesburg, where he had downtime before he was scheduled to co pilot a return flight to London. However, his night off descended into debauchery, which he then described in intimate detail in texts to his stewardess colleague.
This sounds like how you talk when you're trying to sound straight.
Right. Right. You told the officer you weren't drinking. Yes.
This was not the plan.
Right.
It descended into debauchery.
I was not drinking, officer.
Why are you talking that way?
Right.
What are you talking about?
Imagine that's his real voice. It's not a robot.
This is normal.
Right. I came out. Wah.
Yeah, it's funny. When I saw the story, it's 5 minutes and 48 seconds. I'm like, there's no way that's a 5 minute 48 second story until you hear it. And you're like, that's why.
Takes forever from a talk, yeah.
Close pal.
What?
Beaton told her that he met two local lads, A female Welsh holiday maker and a young Spanish bird at a nightclub in the...
A Spanish bird!
You know, he sounds like your mission, should you decide to choose it. The Mission Impossible?
It does. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so that guy got a job, obviously.
The pilot boasted. We all walked back up to the hotel bar for one last one before bed. Welsh and one of these guys is getting on very well, but she's told him that I'm her boyfriend. Couple of drinks in the bar, bit of snogging, and then we're
snogging.
It's kissing.
What is snogging?
Kissing.
Yeah. I shall snog you.
Snogging.
Yes.
Would you like to snog?
I saw mommy snogging Santa Claus.
Chaz and AJ.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
Yes,
danger.
It's the robot from Lost in Space.
See, he got him. He got a job. After all these years, back again.
Oh, do I have Lost in Space?
Yeah, the robot was classic. That was the best part of the whole that whole series with the robot. Yeah. Dr. Smith, man, I would have just burned him the first episode. Just leave him some planet somewhere. He's the whole reason why they got lost. Bastard.
Who, Dr. Smith?
Dr. Smith, yeah. He screwed things up.
Well, he snuck on the flight.
Yeah, he screwed up because he wanted to sabotage it because he had another plan for that ship. Episode 2.
I cannot accept that course of action. My computer is the best on earth.
Yeah, that's him, all right.
Does not compute.
He sounds older
Does
now.
Does not compute.
Now all on our way to this dude's flat.
Wow.
Welsh has decided that I should actually be her boyfriend. Spanish has hooked up with one of the two local lads and is having her TS sucked on their sofa.
Oh. Okay. Hey.
I had to hit the dump button there. Yeah. Hey. Robot was naughty.
Naughty
robot.
Naughty.
I've been
naughty.
A very naughty robot.
I've been naughty. I say, who told you that?
Scott Haney, Channel 3 Weather on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Morning!
Sunbeams will shine on through. I know it's cloudy out there right now, but go make a doo-doo.
Wow, it's funny. It's like you're watching right now.
It rhymes.
It does.
It's the only thing I can think of.
Yes, it's the morning dew. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
you. What's the weekend weather going to be like?
Tomorrow, pretty good. 60 degrees. And then...
rain tomorrow?
Maybe an isolated shower between 5 and 8. Uh-huh. Like 5 p.m. and 8 p.m. Not a big deal. Most towns stay dry.
Nice.
And then Sunday's chilly. 48 with wind and mostly sunny skies. So if it's a nice day, though. It's just going to be chilly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like we're done with the snow, right?
Well...
I mean, you never know.
No.
Never say never, yeah.
Never say never. But you know, it's March. The angle of the sun, it melts it so quickly. Even if it does drop, it melts away quickly.
That means yes.
So, yeah, we're in good I think we're in pretty good shape. Like
cool.
Wednesday, one of the models is indicating some rain, and another model is indicating nothing. But that's next week, Wednesday. So we have plenty of time to fine-tune that forecast.
Nice.
What do you have planned for the weekend?
I'm going to dinner with Dana Neves tonight, the general manager.
Ah,
fun. She's fun to be around.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So much fun. I can't wait.
Where are you guys going?
We're going to Max Downtown.
Cool. Your favorite?
My favorite. She bid to have dinner with me at an auction.
Nice.
So all the money went to charity, and we're going out to dinner.
Excellent.
How cool is that?
It's so cool. I think there's like 9 people going.
Oh, really? Who else?
Yeah. Her husband, Paul, and I don't know anybody else. Me and Jack, and that's the only 5
4.
People I don't know.
Yeah. You make new friends tonight.
So, if you are going, and please call in right now.
Right, yeah. If you're going, call in.
I'm also going.
Yeah.
If you're going, please call in right now so I can determine who you are.
Exactly right. Cross-examine them.
How are you guys? How's everything going there at the big 90? I was listening to the station yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Really?
Yeah, I had to go to Shelton for a story. And I was like, wow, this is really far. So I put the radio on, and I listened to you.
What was the story in Shelton?
United, what is the story? It's a community living center for seniors, and they got bought out by Masonicare. So Sonicare is taking it over, and I had to go and cover the story.
Right.
What do you think of that?
Old Seizure on sale, by the way.
Yeah. Exactly. really nice facility, though. Really beautiful.
Nice.
I'm going to Dancing Under the Stars tonight.
Oh, my God. Who else? For
the Ronald McDonald House.
Yeah, Gil Simmons is hosting that.
Is he? Yeah, I saw that they had pictures of him doing it years past.
Yeah.
Yes, he said this morning that he's doing it. So
those things are tough, man, when you're involved in that thing, because you spend weeks doing a dance.
I would never sign up for that
yeah,
event.
Yeah, I got signed up, but did the swing
no,
dance
never
from...
No, never do it again. Never again.
Yeah, you did same. It for Scott Haney, didn't you?
Jazz, are you?
Yeah, it was with Scott. Yeah, exactly, for Chris Radio, yeah.
Yeah, it was for Chris Radio.
Yep.
Thank God that event doesn't take place.
It's hard enough to do an event for 2 to 4 hours because it takes the whole night. But
yeah.
when you have to practice for like 8 weeks beforehand.
I had to drive to New Britain every time to rehearse this swing dance, which I muffed up entirely at the end. I mean, badly. I mean, a poor girl, I sent her flying into the tables. It looked more like a hockey game by the time it got done.
And AJ, it's like no matter how much you prepare, you screw it up.
Yep.
Yeah, because everyone's
You're
watching now.
Exactly, right. Yeah, I was a well-dressed boob.
God. And everybody's like, oh, my God, it looks so amazing. I was like, no. It looked like...
Yeah. No.
Stop lying.
Nicole Nalepa won that year. Nicole Nalepa won that year.
And she looked like a professional.
That guy spun her like a top. I'm like, how does she still like have everything like where it's supposed to be? She's like,
it's like you're expecting her to drill into the ground.
Smile on her face.
Pretty much, yeah.
Like,
right. I expect to see, like, when she stands still, her eyeballs going, yada, 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 yada.
My God. I was with Lacey Ecobellis. I think that's about. And she was like, she whispered to me during the dance, what? Is happening. Just keep moving.
Yeah. That was fun, though. The best part, though, was hanging at the table with Scott Haney. We had a blast. Your mom was there.
Yeah, we had a really good time.
It was nice. Awesome. Yeah. They decided to make me a judge instead of seeing my wonderful dance performance.
Let's put him behind the
table. Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, they said there's only two things wrong when you're dancing, your feet.
and the astronauts have baby feet. Have you heard this?
I did not know that.
They're having trouble with gravity.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well,
the first thing they did was saw Wicked when they got out of the capsule because they are defying gravity.
Haven't they suffered enough?
I haven't seen Wicked, and I will not.
He had that one.
Oh my God! Go see.
Oh, come on.
You've not seen the Broadway show?
No,
I read the book.
Go! You don't need to see the movie. Go see the Broadway show.
Oh, that I might be up for.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable, and it's 2 hours, not 4 hours. And it's the first movie was part one. This is part two coming out, and it was 2 hours and like 40 minutes. Part one. I'm like, no.
Right.
We don't need all this stuff. Just go see the Broadway show. They're amazing, and it's a great story.
One and done. Excellent.
You're done. Yep. You're in. You're out.
Right.
Okay. Good.
Right. Here's your stamp.
Yeah, I was like, what is happening during this movie?
No, they said they didn't want anybody singing along with it.
And I know people are out there listening to this going, what is he talking about? That was the greatest movie I've had.
Maybe not in the Tribe.
No, it's too long.
Does the Tribe love Wicked? I don't think that.
Our listeners
I think you're good. I think you're good, Scott. Let it rip.
Our listeners
All right, let's go around the room. Anyone see the movie Wicked here? Me? No? AJ?
Oh, hell no.
No. I didn't see it.
No?
I haven't seen it yet.
No. That's,
Phil?
That's pretty much
I have not seen the movie. My parents have seen the play. They've enjoyed it.
Brian has?
Yes.
Come on in, Brian.
Brian?
I absolutely have seen the movie.
What did you think, Brian?
I really enjoyed it, personally. I thought
whatever.
It was great.
I want to talk to Brian. Where's Brian?
Listen, anytime I see a movie that like I'm just hanging out for a few hours and watching and not working, I'm having an absolute blast.
Nice.
Oh, okay.
All right, so you took a nap. Gotcha. Right.
Listen, Brian sounds gayer than a handbag in a Macy's Christmas display window.
That's what they used to call me in high school.
Wow. They sure did, though.
Well, that wouldn't be a great review. Better than working.
Right.
That's very true.
You know what, though? I'd have more respect for that review, though. If I was looking at the reviews, that just told me
better than working.
Right.
Dude, the song "Defying Gravity" is just—I know—I know I'm going deep,
yeah,
but the song "Defying Gravity" is incredible. It's a great.
Yeah, it's worth the whole movie.
It's
sit and wait for that.
It's a well-written piece. It is incredibly epic when you get to it, and I think it's a—I think it's a great kind of overall encompassing story.
Who are we talking to? The two thumbs up guy here?
Yes.
Two thumbs up.
Two thumbs up. That's not a thumb.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Go see the Broadway show.
Yeah, Broadway show. That sounds much.
Those tickets aren't cheap, though, right?
No.
No.
That's really wicked right there.
What do you think?
Wicked expensive.
Alphaba, why can you stay calm for once instead of flying off the handle? I hope you're happy. I hope you're happy now.
I hope you're happy.
I hope you're happy.
I hope you're happy now.
Ever. I hope you think you're clever. I hope you're happy. I hope you're happy too. I hope you're proud.
My prom date.
Grovel in submission to feed your own ambition. So though I can't imagine how.
Brian.
2 hours of that, huh?
He's swaying in here.
Wow.
You have a girlfriend, right?
It's beautiful. I have a fiance.
Oh, wow.
She's the one who made me watch the movie.
I was going to say. I knew it. You dragged in
The truth comes out.
Yes. I know she's listening now. I loved it. It was great.
That's right. I knew it.
When you said, you have a fiance, right? I was expecting you to say, yeah, his name is.
Right. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. We're going to do a phone subject, AJ, about, about something.
Okay.
You'll be able to share a life story.
Gotcha.
And get in the running for Alice in Chains tickets.
Even better.
We'll get into that in the next break.
All
right. But right now, it's one of these organic things. We start talking on the air, and we said, you know what? This kid's missed out on so much. The kid was, held captive for over 20 years.
Yes.
He should have a Connecticut free pass.
Should.
Be able to walk into places and get things. And,
exactly.
It's on us, man.
Right.
Kevin from Pepe's heard that, and he's on the hotline right now. Hey, Kevin.
Good morning, guys. How are you today?
Good morning. Thank you.
This is a great idea. I was listening, driving down to New Haven, and he's more than welcome. Pepe's for life. I'd love the opportunity to invite him down here as well, give him a tour, meet some family members at the appropriate time. But you guys are great. You've been great behind this story, and we are great partners, and we absolutely want to do Pepe's for Life for this gentleman.
That is beautiful.
That's
man.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks much.
Thank you. And of course, like you said, when it's appropriate.
Yes.
When he's ready.
When he's ready.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're not going anywhere. You know that.
That's right.
You've been here for 100 years.
You better not.
Our neighbors. Right. We got to take care of our neighbors.
That's right, man.
I hear you. Yep.
Thank you, brother.
More than happy to do it. Everybody's behind what you guys are all about up there. And you can count on us for a partner on these things. Definitely.
That's beautiful.
I was excited. I was like, I almost like drove off the road.
Hey, probably shouldn't do that. Yeah, we need you, man.
I'm hungry.
So great. All right, brother. Thank you very much. We love Pepe's.
All right. Have a great Friday, guys.
Thank you.
Too.
We will now.
Pizza Friday.
That's right.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Thank you.
Yeah.